This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Want to interview today Trevor Thomas, who has written a really encouraging, I could almost say flag-waving book, The Miracle and Magnificence of America. It's a great overview of why that is a statement you can make with a straight face. That really is what America is. America is an exceptional country, and America has been, exceptions of course, but America overall has been a truly exceptional force for good in the world. So with that, I'd like to welcome you to the show, Trevor Thomas, and thank you again for authoring The Miracle and Magnificence of America.
Thank you very much, Larry, for having me and giving me this opportunity. It's a great honor to be on your show.
Well, you've done a lot of work to put this book together because it's quite broad in its scope. It starts out with the really extraordinarily excellent character, warts and all, but nevertheless, an extraordinary individual, Christopher Columbus, and it comes right up to the present time where we are dealing with all kinds of situations that we may be a little bit more familiar with, although you provide a lot of background. So anyway, I thought maybe we could start by just recounting some of the qualities that you identified as being so exceptional about Christopher Columbus, because I think he's often maligned by the politically correct. They don't like the fact that a European was able to establish European lead the way to establishing a European civilization in the Western Hemisphere, and they've thought that the world has gone downhill since then, which shows kind of how on their head these people stand when, you know, was electricity developed in Asia? Was refrigeration developed in Africa? Did South America, where my wife is from, did they develop any of our modern technologies? Give us a break.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the reasons why I was so moved to do the book. It was a 2.5-year effort. It has nearly 500 endnotes. It probably could be twice as long. I've thought, if I did an updated edition, how much longer I could make the thing. But
if you do it online, you don't have to worry about the size of the book.
That's true, exactly. And it's, having it available through Amazon, you can get it as a Kindle, but you also can get it in print edition if you prefer. But I, other people have tackled the Christian heritage of the United States of America, and going back to Columbus, and in through the colonial era and the revolutionary era, and a little bit beyond that, into the constitutional era. But that's generally where they stop. And I wanted to go beyond that. I spent a great deal of the book, not only talking about Columbus and his, the role that he played, and those that were part of that early exploration into the South America, Central America, North America, and especially the efforts of the missionaries that were tagging along. There were some ulterior motives. Certainly, people wanted to make money and fill their treasure chests with gold, but if you look at Columbus's journal and look at the actions that he took as he encountered a new island or a new region, he would erect a cross, and in his own words, he said that he wanted to be an instrument for spreading the gospel And that's undeniable. If you were willing to examine untinted eyes that part of our history, and so I wanted to reveal that again, like others have done, and maybe spend a little more time in, looking at some of the other early missionary efforts, and then of course. From there, you get into the English migration and the early failed efforts there, even losing a whole colony at Roanoke, and what happened with Jamestown and the early English settlers, and going from there into the 18th century with 17th century with the Pilgrims and the Puritans, led to a great deal of prosperity especially once the Puritans started coming over. And
that, I thought, was a very great point, as politically incorrect as it is. But the more faithful the settlers were to their Christian, supposedly Christian beliefs, Jamestown maybe what not so much, you saw prosperity as an inevitable result of their efforts. There was a direct link, and when they departed from that, things started to go haywire.
Exactly. I think more than any other group, the Puritans are responsible for America as we know it today, and with the numbers, the sheer numbers that they had, and they were more prosperous in Europe than the Pilgrims, so they had more to lose in coming over. But they really saw this nation as an opportunity to, again, like Columbus, be a light into darkness and build something that would, hopefully that the whole world would take note of, and here we are today. And I believe the United States of America is the greatest nation in the history of the world. And
one of the things that you wrote that struck me about the Puritanism and the Pilgrims was that it was as much a political theory as it was a religious doctrine, because they took seriously what the Bible taught about running a government. And it occurred to me that when I was looking over my notes and I saw it, I kind of put that in bold because I think that's a very important point. Puritanism forms one of America's best answers to Islam, because Islam is also a political theory, maybe even more than a religious doctrine. So we're the only folks that can really take it to those Jaspers.
De Tocqueville, I believe, is where the French historian, who was here in the touring the United States in the 1830s, 1840s, and he made note of that in Democracy in America, and he spent a good deal of time talking about Puritans and Puritanism, and that was very eye opening for me. How much he revealed there as far as seeing Puritanism as a political force, as well as a religious one,
and that it led to productivity, wealth, yep. and all kinds of things that were a whole lot better than the people that were living here when they got here.
Exactly, the Puritans wrote a lot of the early governing documents for the colonies, as they were founding colonies up and down the eastern coast of the United States. And many of, as new colonies, came into being, they relied on the documents that the Puritans had written. And then, of course, we get into the 18th century and the revival that started sweeping America, the Great Awakening, and men like Jonathan Edwards, who was a faithful man who was played a great role in that revival, and men like George Whitefield, and they as revival swept America, and the churches started preaching about prosperity and liberty. A lot of what was being written, was rooted in what the Puritans had written, in the previous century. And so America owes a lot as far as our founding documents, everything from our Constitution, our U.S. Constitution to state constitutions is owes a great deal to what the Puritans had written.
Let's pick it up from there when we get back from these announcements. I'm talking today with Trevor Thomas. His excellent book, The Miracle and Magnificence of America. A great book for your homeschoolers, too, by the way. Be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Trevor Thomas, and we're talking about his very excellent book, The Miracle and Magnificence of America. So, yes, this is very politically incorrect, and I'm delighted to be able to present to you such a politically incorrect book. One of the things that I thought was so important, and you've already pointed to it in your book, is that de Tocqueville had seen that in America there were a lot of unique things, and one of the things he observed was that the freedom that the people had because of their Christian foundation, which had led to the erection of a constitutional government, also was what permitted the people to be unfettered to produce, to sell, to buy, and it became the most prosperous nation in the world. Maybe still is, but it certainly was for a long, long time. And that's the religious and spiritual capital that was primarily the investment of the Puritans who had come primarily from England to the United States. We don't hear that much about them today. Maybe a few funny-looking folks that dressed in black and white that we drag out of the closet, little mannequins or something for Thanksgiving time. Probably wasn't the way most of them dressed anyway. But nevertheless, other than that, we don't think much about the Puritans, and yet they were America.
Exactly. And again, one of the chapters of the book I devote to education and the foundation of education in America. And you can go, you know, as recently as into the 19th century, and virtually every school, whether you're talking about, early education, K through 12, or colleges and universities, virtually every school in America was the result of the efforts of a church. Almost every college and university was founded through some denomination in the Christian church. And the roots of that go back to what the Puritans established. They thought that a dull mind was an opportunity for Satan, and so they wanted they wanted their children to be educated. They wanted them to learn to read, and this is something that I don't think I realized until I was doing the research for the book. But literacy was very widespread, much prior to the Revolutionary period, in the colonial period when the Puritans and the Pilgrims were coming over, and other English folks were migrating, and other Europeans were migrating to the United States. Literacy was almost universal throughout the colonies, I think there's a quote I have in the book that from one of the founding fathers that to stumble upon someone that could not read was an extreme rarity. And so again,
and that was done without hardly any investment of public monies
whatsoever. That was one of the reasons why that I was so motivated to write the book. As we live in this big government era, and I appreciate you earlier mentioning the scope of this, because again, I didn't quite finish my point earlier. I start with Columbus and all that in the founding that took place there with the Spanish and the Puerto Ricans
Portuguese.
Portuguese, yes. Thank you. The Portuguese, the Spanish and the Portuguese that were coming over, were the early settlers and then early explorers, and then the English, and then we get into the Revolution, and then beyond that, I spend several chapters talking about the Civil War and the Industrial Era that took place in the 19th century. But then I spend a good deal of time talking about events in the 20th century, and the explosion of industry and science and technology that was taking place with the United States leading the world. And I think again, the United States of America, and I consider us a Christian nation, but not like what others might think. I don't think we have there was no special covenant like as with the nation of Israel. But I believe the United States of America was founded by Christians, by and large, and upon Christian principles. And I think we are one of the greatest works of God in human history. And I believe we are an instrument, have been and hopefully will continue to be an instrument of His work. As Christians continue to seek Him, and as we humble ourselves and pray and stay in His Word and fellowship together with one another, I think we can remain that. But it's a battle. It is certainly a battle. And again, that's one of the things I wanted to bring out in the book and point people to, how long, we have been a force for good in the world and hopefully will continue to be.
I thought it was very interesting that you made a point in the book, The Miracle and Magnificence of America, that after the War for Independence, the states were not, in fact, even running up to the declaration of war, there was not a unanimous support that the Brits had gone way beyond any limits that they were entitled to as far as their presence here in the New World. We had quite a catalog of how they had violated Magna Carta and how they had violated the English Bill of Rights of the 1680s and how they had violated each and every one of the colonial charters. And that was the indictment that we had against England, but that was what we were kind of unanimously against, I think, except for the Tories. But then when it came to what are we going to do about it once we kicked them out, it wasn't so easy.
No, it was not. It was not. In fact, as I said earlier, there was the Great Awakening played a tremendous role in revival in up and down the eastern coast of the United States,
and may really, well be said to have produced our War for Independence.
It united us. It united the colonies. There was a spiritual awakening that united us in ways that we have not been before. Because you're right. There was a great deal of diversity amongst the Christians, the colonies as they were founded. They weren't all of the same mind when it came to spiritual things and when it came to how to govern and the role of government. But once the Great Awakening started working its way through the United States and that revival started its work in the powerful Word of God that was preached, like I said, by men like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield and many others, that really united the colonies. And the British thought so. I mean, David Barton, the historian, has pointed this out before, that they derisively referred to the black robed regiment, that were the pastors and the preachers in the United States of America, and how they were their spiritual work was.
They knew who their enemy was a whole lot better than a lot of modern scholars knew how we got to become the United States of America.
Exactly.
It was definitely a religious uprising against a bunch of religious bigots in London. Talking with Trevor Thomas about his book Miracle of Magnificence of America. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Trevor Thomas, and we're talking about his book, The Miracle and Magnificence of America. You can find him on the web at trevorgrantthomas.com, or you can find him on Facebook the same way. The book is certainly readily available, and I would strongly encourage, particularly those that are interested in the education of their children and their grandchildren, to look into this book as a magnificent tool that can be used to give them an understanding that I would suggest, even if they're in a Christian school, this is going to broaden it quite a bit. And I'm just delighted that we're having the chance to do our interview today with Trevor Thomas about this important aspect of America that's all too often overlooked in the secularism of our time. One of the things that's always excited me is the evidence that providence, that God's hand was directly involved in the war for independence. There were times when, the one that is probably the most singular, impressive account is that of Washington years later talking to an Indian chief who told Washington that he had, I think it was 7 marksmen of his best shots, all had Washington dead on in their sights, and nobody could hit him. And yet after the battle, Washington's clothing were just filled with holes. So,
right.
You know, their guns had gone off.
Yeah. There was a little book, I think, written about that, the Bulletproof George Washington. And
by the way, he was not a hard target. He was the biggest man of his time.
Right.
He sat on a big old white stallion.
Yeah,
you couldn't miss him. Shoot me. I'm right over here. And he was out there in the battle, unlike a lot of other generals.
Yeah, he was an easy target on the Revolutionary battlefield, or should have been, you would think. But again, I believe there were incidents like that throughout the Revolutionary period. There was the incident of the escape from Long Island when Washington and the colonial forces were trapped. The British and the Hessian forces had them trapped on Long Island. I spent a good portion of one chapter discussing that escape. In fact, I don't know if you've seen on, I believe it's AMC, their the show, the television show that they have chronicling the early network of spies. It's called Turn. Anyway, one of the main characters in that is Benjamin Talmadge, and he was Washington's the head of his intelligence department during the Revolutionary period, and he was on Long Island when that escape took place, and he wrote of it in his journal, and I make mention of that in the book, and how he described he and many others described that event as miraculous, how they escaped the British forces there. I didn't realize this, but it's very much parallels what happened with British and French forces on Dunkirk, and how that was is portrayed in the new movie that's out, and how they, you know, hundreds of thousands of troops escaped German forces off those beaches across the English Channel. But very, very similar, you know, smaller scale, but, you know, thousands of American troops escaped British forces, and the war was allowed to continue. If they had captured Washington and American forces, that would almost likely would have brought an end.
Kaput. It would have been no more. Washington himself might well have been captured.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was there, and you know, in the arrival of oarsmen to help them get across the river, expert oarsmen who, you know, they were able to keep quiet, to keep the noise down, so the British did not know what was up, and how the fog came in and kept them out of sight and helped guard their retreat. In fact, the fog lingered well into the morning, which was unusual as well. And so it certainly encouraged colonial forces, American forces, that you know, there were forces at work beyond you know, what they could see with their eyes, and so that they were perhaps indeed doing God's work.
It was an extraordinary time in history, and it did produce a government that almost immediately was the seat of the most prosperous nation in the world, and quickly became the most powerful nation in the world. Wasn't probably recognized as such for some time, but nevertheless, that's what would happen. And then we sort of hit some speed bumps in our history, and the whole scourge of slavery liked to wreck the United States.
Exactly. It nearly tore us apart, and I spend several chapters discussing that and what was going on in the churches. Again, the churches played a tremendous role in you know, educating America to what and Americans to what was the truth of the matters.
Yeah,
there, the
abolition wasn't just a bunch of pruny face old ladies.
No, and they weren't liberals either. It was Bible believing Christians who were the early abolitionists in the United States. In fact, I try to point this out, that, you know, opposition to slavery existed during the Revolution, during the Colonial Revolution period, during the Constitution period, when the Constitution was being written, and you know, there were many There were many challenges there. America, even after we had defeated the British, I think this was a point you were making earlier. Even after we defeated the British, there was still much division. You know, America was under the Articles of Confederation, and that was just too weak, to keep us united to govern. For the federal government to operate, and so there had to be a new constitution, and that was, there were so many opinions as to what needed to be said there, and there was no small miracle that the Constitution, was the result of, that came out of the Constitutional Convention. You know, that was no small matter at all, and God was certainly present. There was a call for prayer by Benjamin Franklin that many Americans or many Christian Americans are probably familiar with, and there was a devotion to prayer after that, and then we got the Constitution out of that, and still had to be ratified, and there were sermons being preached up and down the eastern coast of the United States to in favor of ratifying the Constitution. Men like Samuel Langdon were preaching the benefits of what the Constitution revealed to the world, and how it would benefit the colonies to become united. And so no small miracle that we got the Constitution as we have it today. And then from there, you started seeing industry. And then, of course, from there, as we prospered, slavery still lingered. And hundreds of thousands of Americans had to die for us to remain united and to be rid of that. And we paid a heavy price. America certainly paid a heavy price for that sin that we allowed to linger in our culture.
One of the bumper stickers that I might come up with to describe that Civil War is that it was a religious war. It was the Southern churches defending slavery against the Northern churches, saying that's not what the Bible teaches at all. And I thought it was very interesting that you found that one of the chief theological supporters of Southern slavery, a theologian by the name of Thornwell, had also been a guy that stretched the words so that all of a sudden Genesis 1
right.
described a long, long,
right.
long,
yeah.
long, indefinite period. And naturally, once you start playing around with what a 24-hour day means, well, then anything yeah. else is possible,
yeah, exactly.
as they showed. And it, the consequences were pretty nasty. It certainly didn't have to have happened that way, but it did. Because there were Christian people who took the Bible wrong. We're talking about the miracle and magnificence of America with its author, Trevor Thomas, and we're going to be back. Don't go away.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're talking about America today. In fact, the miracle and magnificence of America, the book by Trevor Grant Thomas. And we've touched on a number of points in that book. I think the maybe one of the things we could do is get a little bit more contemporary and see where some of those roots that produced America have brought us today. I thought the quote that you had from Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King, is just fabulous. That abortion is lynching in the womb.
Yeah, she described it as a new slavery. We have a new slavery, and that's she would know well, being
Democrat Margaret. Yeah, Democrat Margaret Sanger had seen abortion as a way to get rid of black people, and I guess Dr. King sort of took that personally.
Right, yeah, exactly. And it's a shame that many Americans want to ignore that aspect of the history of abortion and her Sanger's racist views. Certainly, and it's so many liberals want to purge our colleges and universities are courthouses and public squares of what they consider unsavory historical characters like Thomas Jefferson and whatnot because of the role that they had in slavery. But they'll ignore that with Sanger and all the things that she said, and they hold her up almost as a god, sadly, tragically.
I guess if you want to actually commit genocide, it's okay, and we'll give that a pass.
Right.
That seems to be the sad fact of the matter. You had a fascinating discussion of the role of guns in the development of the industrial powerhouse that the United States became. And let's spend a little time talking about that. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and it is something that was a lot more central to the economic dynamo that became the United States as we know it. And guns were right there at the center, not only making sure that we were free from British thuggery, but also our economic might came a lot, as you point out, from the development of manufacturing firearms.
Exactly. I began talking about the industrial revolution in America by talking about textiles and men like Samuel Slater, who helped build the first factories in America. And so in textiles, textiles were the first large industry. But then pretty quickly, and I did not know this, again, until I was doing the research for the book, and the chapter on guns, I had written a column. My website, TrevorGrantThomas.com, everything. I write something just about weekly, and I'm on American Thinker as well. Many of my pieces are there. But I had written a piece about the history of the gun a few years ago, and so I wanted to include that chapter because of the industrial factor of gun manufacturing and how that was so important to the early United States. Eli Whitney, and I did not know this. Of course, he's known for the cotton gin, and that played no small role in the textile industry. But he was not very savvy with his invention, and so the cotton gin was copied, and he did not profit very much from that effort. So he got into the gun industry, and what he was a pioneer in, and that few people are probably aware of, was the idea of mass production. In fact, he's known by many as the father of mass production, and so he kind of pioneered the idea of the assembly line method of manufacturing. And, you have individual parts manufactured separately and then put together to become a working tool, in his case, the gun. But other industries picked up on what he was doing, the clock industry, sewing machines, watches, farming equipment. They kind of copied what he was doing with guns. And he got an early order to manufacture 10,000 muskets. And so it took him a little longer than was expected, but he got better at it, and then he got another order for even more. I think it was 15,000, and that one went much faster. And so he was off and running when it came to manufacturing firearms in America, and his factories were showing the world how mass production was done, and also the intricate metal parts that were becoming a part of the gun industry as guns were evolving and becoming more and more advanced. As you went from the single shot to multiple rounds, and you had chambers, rotating chambers, you had the self-contained cartridges and things like that. And so the gun industry had the most skilled blacksmiths, early machinists. We're all in the gun industry. So other industries were, when they were looking for folks that could, do that kind of work, as you got things like typewriters and bicycles, coming into being that had small metal parts that were needed. Very often those factories were built near gun factories, gun industries. And so the role of the gun, along with the, it being a tool to, for liberty and for justice and for hunting, feeding a family. It was also played a great role in the manufacturing and the industrial history of America.
That is such a fascinating account, and I'm so glad that you were able to include that in The Miracle and Magnificence of America. Sorry, liberals, guns really are kind of magnificent.
Yes, they are. I think, as you get, throughout the 19th century, there was much innovation with guns. that continue to happen, and again played no small role in the United States becoming the world's most powerful military force. You know, I think the greatest gunsmith in the world was an American, John Browning, which, you know, if you were into firearms at all, what a Browning is. And so he was, I believe, the greatest, probably still the greatest gunsmith the world has ever known.
Very likely.
His designs are still used. I mean, his heavy machine guns are still used today in the military. They have some of the longest. I think the M2 is the longest serving fully automatic weapon in the United States arsenal.
It was an amazing technology, and again, it was a mass production technology, among other things, that Mr. Browning was involved in. And yes, his imprint is still very much part of the current gun culture. It's hard to find a gun that or a gun collection that doesn't have a lot of his technology still in use, and even guns that are quite modern, I would submit, are probably very much based on what John Browning gave us back over 100 years ago.
Yeah, his designs were really ahead of his time, and I mean, he was very, you know, very important to early 20th century America. You know, as World War One was came into started in Europe, and you know, the United States stayed out of it for a while, but and we had kind of allowed our military to our military might to lapse a bit, and we were not as equipped as some of the European armies. And so when we first entered that, we were some of our weapons were quite inferior to what the Europeans had. And so the military got Browning to start designing things for the U.S. military, and that you know, his automatic weapons and his, you know, his 30 caliber Browning automatic rifle really changed the way that American serviceman was armed.
He got us caught up. I'd like to circle back to Alexis de Tocqueville, who, as so many know, was a writer in the 19th century, a young Frenchman that had come over to the United States. And you found something that he had observed that I think needs to be emphasized in our time when the family is under stress, is that domestic bliss was something that he saw resulted in political tranquility. So if we're going to bring our country back together again, it would seem to me we're going to have to end our tremendous divorce rate and other things afflicting the family. But alas, we've run out of time, so I barely got to Tocqueville snuck back in before the clock has put us out of business. Trevor Thomas, thanks for writing The Miracle and Magnificence of America.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.